Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Landmark decisions, Togo glyphosate ban, and law on energy production based on renewable sources. Friends of the Earth Togo welcomed on September the 7th the decision made by the government to ban the use of glyphosate on national territory and urged to promote agroecology and organic farming. In addition, a few weeks ago, Togolese MPs passed a law on the production of electricity based on renewable energy sources. In order to better understand these two resolutions that are extremely important for the environment and the protection of health in the African country, Real World Radio interviewed Koko Amegadze, Friends of the Earth Togo's executive director.
The decision has been taken on the 12th April 2018, so it was in this year, and the decision has been taken by the Minister of Agriculture. His name is Urukura Agadazi, and the decision says that it has been banned in Togo, the importation and the commercialization of glyphosate in Togo. That is the main decision that has been taken. And then the minister says that the one who will go against this decision will be punished according to the law of the Republic of Togo. We receive this news with happiness, because I think this decision is going straight in the way we work on, because you know that our main campaign is against the pollution of the environment. It can be from chemicals or other organisms. So this decision is very important, because it does support our campaign and our daily work against the pollution of the environment. Let's say that on the glyphosate, we didn't do anything specific, but let's broadly that we've made a campaign against the use of herbicides, such as a whole, not specifically on glyphosate. So our campaign was held in 2012. We made a very huge campaign in favor of our peasants to sensitize them and make them aware of the risk and the impact, the negative impacts of the using of herbicides in the field of farming, for example. So I think it is a continuation of the work that we have started some years ago. And then we still work on this. That is what I can say on the past work, the recent past work that we did about herbicide chemicals. There are a lot of ecological movements in Togo. We're working on this type of question. But I didn't know very precisely the reason why this decision has been taken. But I think it is a matter of fact, the consequences of the impact of this product on people's health and on environment. So I can say that it is a sort of consequences of what has been done in the passed by ecological movement and what is going on that point of view. And then I can also say that the news in the world can have a certain impact on, or can be at the origin of this decision. So the international context of glyphosate can be one of the reasons why this decision has been taken. And then, you know, even in the European Union, there is a sort of ping pong, because we have some supporters of glyphosate and others that are radically against it. So this sort of fight around glyphosate can be one of the judgments that decided the government of Togo to take this decision, because they have analyzed the context and they see that it is better to go in such a way that we can protect more the environment. Because, you know, in our constitution, our basic law, it has been mentioned in Article 41 that every citizen has the right to a very safe environment. And it is the duty of the government, it is the duty of the state to protect this right.
Okay, Koko. At the same time, we know that Friends of the Earth Togo has been deeply involved in a campaign which is called No to the Exploitation of Oil in the country. And on August 28, the representatives in the parliament voted the law on the production of electricity based on renewable energy sources. How did you receive also this nice news in your country, Goku?
It was a very nice one. It was a very nice one. Because, you know, there is a campaign that has been undertaken by Friends of the Earth Togo since several years. And I think it is a very good ending of this campaign. So it was very joyful for us to welcome this decision. Because we think with this decision, we can have a renewable energy system in our country. So I think we should go further with our fights, with our struggle, so that we can have a very important issue and we can have some very positive delivery of our campaign.
Okay, Koku. So very nice news in your country in this year regarding to environmental topics against the glyphosate and defending and voting a law for the production of electricity based on renewable energy sources. So very nice news. I mean, Togo seems to be leading about some decisions related to environment in Africa.
We hope to continue in that same point of view. We should go forward, and there's the support of the local population, because we are working together with them, for them. We equally need the support of the international partners like the Friends of the Earth organization. We need the support of Real World Radio. So I think it is the mixture of all the components that can help us to go further in the future for a good environment, a good planet for all.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fowai.